Who spotted the most birds, flowers, or bugs? Results are being tallied in a global competition where people take pictures of species they see in nature for a chance to help their city or region win the City Nature Challenge. Sophia Schmidt of WHYY's Plan Philly reports participants hope the observations help scientists study climate change.
Ooh, nice. Good find. I'm going to document that.
Being out in the woods with Naveen Sheshikumar feels like a treasure hunt. His eyes scan the dirt paths and he lifts up rocks.
We have an isopod, a roly-poly there. We have a mite. Look at how red that is.
He turns over leaves.
The spots that you see are mountain laurel leaf spots, so I can get two observations out of this.
He investigates weird fungi.
I have no idea what that is, but I'm going to take a photo.
Sheshikumar is one of the people who entered the Greater Philly area into the City Nature Challenge for the first time a few years ago. By day, he's a software engineer for a healthcare company. But in his free time, this is what he does.
I love going out with people and seeing what we can find. I love making sure that people know that it's nature around Philly.
Seeing and identifying species is one thing. The next step is to document your sighting. That requires a good photo, which can be a bit hard when the subject is a large carpenter bee buzzing around tall grass.
Photographing a bee can be a little, can take a little time. Oh, missed it that time.
I'm watching Susan Hyder patiently stalk the bee with her camera lens. We're crouched down in a garden behind the Cobbs Creek Community Environmental Center in West Philadelphia. Hyder is trying to get a clear photo of the bee's shiny abdomen, which helps differentiate it from a bumblebee. And she's got it.
Okay, so here we have the bee here.
Hyder is an environmental education planner with the city. Next, she uploads the photo to an app called iNaturalist that helps people identify and document species of plants, animals, and fungi.
I'm going to say species search. And it's going to come up with some choices. Hit the check mark and our sighting is done.
Her entry is now part of a growing global database on biodiversity, and it gets the city one step closer to possibly winning the City Nature Challenge.
I can hear it far in the distance.
Naveen Sheshikumar says participating in the City Nature Challenge is not just fun. It's also good for science.
Because the City Nature Challenge happens at the same time every year, over period of time, we will have enough data to be able to model the effects of climate change and see how it's affecting the flora and fauna. When things are blooming, for example, when birds are migrating, when insects are emerging, like do we have bees?
Scientists are already starting to use data from iNaturalist in studies looking at the impacts of global warming and other types of environmental change.
iNaturalist records are one of the sort of greatest untapped resources in modern ecology because it's so much data.
Matt Forrester is an insect ecologist at the University of Nevada, Reno. He used iNaturalist as one of a few data sources in a study published last year in the journal Science that showed the number of butterflies dropping in the warming American West. Now he's working on a study using iNaturalist data and other sources to look at where butterflies are actually sighted and compare that to their historic ranges you might find in old field guides.
So I can give government agencies and other folks a list of here's your, you know, top 30 or top 50 species that you should pay attention to because they might be declining.
To Sheshikumar, who helped bring the City Nature Challenge to Philly, the contributions to science are important. But maybe more important is just getting people out and passionate about nature.
There's a lot of nature in Philly, and people need to know that it's there so that we can protect it.
Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.